God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. So a question we should ask ourselves today is, how much authority do we have, and what kind of authority is it? Do you have authority? And if so, what kind of authority is it? You know, Moses was a man who was given by God to lead the nation of Israel. And yet, when Moses came off the mount, and Israel had prepared a golden calf, which became their God, they said kind of dismissively of Moses, as for this Moses, we know not what has become of him. You know, just this Moses. So the context for Exodus 34 is, first of all, possession. In chapter 32, God and Moses are kind of having a back and forth. God says, hey, these are your people. You brought them out. You take care of them. And Moses replies, God, these are your people. You brought them out. Please, you take care of them. It's kind of like when your child is crying at 3 o'clock in the morning and you tell your spouse, hey, your kid is crying. So there's the question of possession. And surely and certainly, God owned his people. God was the authority. He was the author of that leadership. So possession. In chapter 33, we find the idea of presence. God said, I'm going to send you into this new land, but I'm not personally going with you. In fact, the Bible says in verse 7 of chapter 33 that Moses took the tabernacle and pitched it without the camp, afar off from the camp, and called it the Tabernacle of Congregation. That's where he went. That is, it seems, kind of where the Lord had his manifest presence. So Moses famously says in Exodus 33:15, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. In other words, God, I'll do anything, I'll go anywhere, but please don't send me alone. I do not want to be an orphan. I need your presence. So God's possession, God's presence. And then consequently, in chapter 34, you read about God's covenant with his people. The Lord says, I'm making a covenant with you, that is with these people, a covenant before all thy people. And that is the context of Moses' authority, possession, presence, and then the covenant with God. Now, let me just say, you will wield the authority you live under. You don't just intrinsically have authority. You're not born with authority. You will wield the authority. You will use the authority you live under. In chapter 34, verse 27, the Bible says it this way. The Lord said unto Moses, write thou these words, for after the tenor of these words, I have made a covenant with thee and with Israel. So I've made a covenant with you, and what I want you to write are the words that I've given you. You're not just making them up. You're transporting them from the author, the authority, to his people. In verse 34, and when Moses went in before the Lord to speak with him, he took the veil off until he came out, and he came out and spake unto the children of Israel that which he was commanded. So Moses wasn't just making commands. Moses was transferring the commands from God to his people. And that's why I say Moses had authority, but he had the authority that he lived under. If I don't live under authority, then I really don't have any authority. So two takeaways. Number one, don't seize authority, live under it. Don't look at authority as something that must be grabbed or clutched or swung around. No, live under authority and you'll have authority. Secondly, I would just say there's only one authority. Everything else is delegated. God is the authority, and the authority that I have is something that is delegated. In verse 6, the Bible tells us who the Lord is. He proclaimed the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy and visiting iniquity. So God is who God is. God is not who I want him to be or who I think he should be according to my culture. God is who he has revealed himself to be. And God is the authority in my life. When I'm under that authority, I have authority. You know, I've often said, the more authority you're under, the more weight you carry. Do you ever feel like a lightweight, like no one pays attention to you, no one listens to you, no one follows you? Sometimes the best way to gain authority is to demonstrate your submission to it. Here's a dad and son or daughter is, you know, being resistant, or maybe a mom and her kids are being resistant. Now, we can't roll over and play dead because we're obligated by God to be the authority in that child's life. However, sometimes it is better to demonstrate our submission than to wield our power. I don't need to beat people over the head. I need to show that I'm in submission. And because I am in submission, I have authority. So there's only one authority. Everything else is delegated. The question this morning is, to whom can you point as your authority? No one ever outgrows authority. No one ever gets to a point where they're not under some sort of authority. So today, you will have authority, but you will wield the authority that you live under.